The Community Resource Fair is an event created to help Cerritos College students. With an assortment of otherwise expensive services that are provided for free at the Resource Fair for students that are seeking help to get them through their daily obstacles. Staff writer Mario Jimenez reporting.
On April 26th, the Reentry Resource Program will be hosting the 4th Annual Community Resource Fair. The event will be hosted at the Cerritos College Library sidewalk from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Reentry Resource Specialist Shannon Estrada talks about the fair.
Overall, they've gone really well. We usually range between 25 to 35 agencies that come out every year. So it's been pretty successful. We've had some good comments from students, too.
Estrada says the reason behind hosting the fair is in large part due to trying to help people during these struggling economic times.
And a lot of times people don't know what's out there for them. So, you know, we try and bring in just a variety of community resources, you know, whether it's healthcare or legal aid or, you know, things that people would think that they would look for.
According to Estrada, the agencies at the fair will be answering questions, letting people know how they can help them and what they do.
You know, a lot of our students don't know what's out there. They don't know we have a success center or, you know, they don't know that there's scholarships or, you know, whatever. So we try and just bring some of the programs out to let students know, you know, how they can help them.
Estrada says the event is totally free of any cost and will be funded through donations she asked for from places outside of campus. A drawing or raffle also takes place, as Estrada stated.
So we're able to do like a drawing, you know, for students, because I asked for donations from restaurants and local restaurants mostly.
Knott's Berry Farm is donating 4 tickets that will also be raffled away, as mentioned by Estrada. The event is a community event, as made clear by Estrada.
I just went out today and put flyers out in the local social service offices, the EDD office. Just, we invite the community as well, because we want people to come and just see what's available to them that they may not know about.
Undecided major Daniel Gomez shared his thoughts about the resource fair.
I think that's pretty cool, because people who aren't around here, they can basically get all the benefits that people, of students that do go here, they at least get a chance, you know, and stuff, and I find that pretty cool.
Gomez also said that he thinks students should attend the event and see what opportunities they can benefit from. Arts and Design major Edwin Espinoza stated,
I think it's great that people are trying to raise awareness for the disabled, and I think they can benefit from attending, because there's free tickets in it if people get lucky with that, but they'll also be rewarded with learning more about the struggles that people go through that they might not know about, and they'll learn something from that day.
He also said that students can benefit from attending the event and learn about the struggles that people endure on a daily basis, as well as maybe getting lucky and winning tickets to Knott's Berry Farm. Architecture major Raul Ortiz shared his thoughts on the fair.
Future students from Cerritos College or any other college will benefit.
Ortiz said he believes events like this are extremely beneficial to many people and should be kept around. According to Ortiz, many students have needs for the resources that are to be provided at the fair.
Many students need health care, and many students right here at Cerritos are actually parents, and their kids need child care in order to, you know, to help them pay, because many times they don't have jobs or they have to pay for school, and if their kids or themselves get sick, you know, how are you going to pay for that stuff, you know? So yeah, it's a good thing.
For Talent Marks Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Mario Jimenez reporting.